So I asked this to Ajahn Jyoti Paulo a while, but there wasn't that much time.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of slightly complicated question. It has to do with the don't take what's not offered.
Uh-huh.
And how that would play out in, say, like really repressive societies. Or say, like, I was watching this documentary a while ago, and it was in some country in Latin America, I don't remember which one, but the village's local water supply was privatized by Nestle.
Uh-huh.
And a law was passed making it illegal to collect rainwater.
Uh-huh.
So it was like the cost of water went up 700%.
Yeah.
And everyone was basically had to work for Nestle.
Yep.
And that would that count as taking what's not offered?
Well, I mean, that's how they make their money. That's why they're incredibly wealthy multinational corporation. That's how it works. But that's also, you know, there's things that are legal, and then there's things that are maybe moral. You know, and you have to be really careful how you start, because you can't sort of interpret things on your own all the time. You need to have some kind of... Say when I lived in Thailand, and then there were, because there's so much more contact between the monasteries and the society, the culture around, then a lot more involvement in social issues, and monasteries tend to be looked to as guides for on social issues. So that involved in things like that of resources that are public and are being intruded upon by people who are businesses to advocate for people who don't have power against people who do have power. Those are issues that certainly I've dealt with and learned from. Certainly those are aspects. A lot of what I was involved in were things of like protecting land, protecting forests, protecting the local resources, because outside businesses were coming in and buying up things, or were coming in logging, stripping the land. Helping to organize people.